BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. Lots to get through, including a very amusing Real or No Real with Sarah Cox. Josh, our 17-year-old listener, has a bit of a problem and his parents are coming back soon. And more on how we can get Chris to be a replacement in your life on Chris Stark, Plan B. Enjoy the podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Butterfingers.
Fat fingers.
Fat fingers. Oi.
Oi, oi.
It is my fat fingers. They're too big for the buttons since we moved.
What's the deal with fat fingers? Like, can you take them down the gym sort of thing? No. Does that make any sense?
Seriously, like, I do try to go to the gym as much as I can. I mean, I used to go a lot more, but there's nothing I can do about
just
the size.
For your hands,
no,
right?
No, you can't have a gym for just hands. I really wish you could, because mine are massive. I've got obese fingers.
I want to get a personal trainer for my fingers.
I do as well. I've been working out hard this week. Yeah. What did you do in the gym today? Fingers. Yeah. Fingers and legs. Alice has been on saying, I love that Scott Mills is talking about having fat fingers on BBC Radio 1. Now I don't feel alone. It's just you can't work them out. Can you? You can do your legs. Can you do your fingers? No, because if there was a way that I could lose weight, like Weight Watchers for fingers, I would do it.
Well, that's why you've had that ring stuck on it for ages, haven't you? Because you it went on.
I would go to the class and turn up every single week. I know this was put on in the days when I had a lot of a thinner finger.
Yeah,
and now they're just like massive sausages. That ain't ever coming off. Adam Levine's got fat fingers. Obs. Can't even use a payphone. I'm guessing his digits are too big for the buttons. That was Maroon 5 and Payphone. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Last night I had a strange one. I did a DJ set in a shopping centre.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember you telling me about this.
And it's the shopping centre that you know very well. Didn't you take a number of your dates there from 24 years at the Tap End?
It was my first ever date, which was a double date to that shopping centre, which has a cinema in.
You took two girls?
No. I mean, like, I was there with a girl.
Oh, you went
my
with a mate.
My mate was there with a
girl. I remember now.
And
yeah.
I didn't talk to her once.
Yeah.
The whole time. It was awful.
You should have come last night.
I would have. Well, you were being a bit cagey about it.
Would have brought back some good memories for you. Well, actually, you wouldn't have been allowed in because it was a hashtag ladies lock-in last night.
So, really?
Yeah, all the ladies can go shopping till 10 p.m. while Scott Mills on the radio
no
DJs
way.
Between two escalators. I mean, what a gig.
No men allowed, was it?
Just no men allowed. I was just outside H&M, DJing away.
Were you wearing clothes?
Yeah, I was wearing clothes, yes. Oh, but they did have strippers.
Did they?
Yeah, I mean, also, I've done a lot of gigs where there've been like those butlers in the buff or whatever. They always stink of aftershave.
Mm.
Or baby oil, one of the two. So you can imagine there's like people on, this is backstage, people on stilts getting ready to walk around and hand out
what
free stuff.
What do you mean backstage?
Well, kind of in one of the offices around the back, okay. Around the back of Next, backstage.
Yeah.
So there's people on stilts getting ready to go and hand out some free stuff. Then there's me waiting with my CDs. And then there's three blokes who just literally take their clothes off and that's what they do. They turned up in their Fiesta. Like, excuse me, mate, which way to the backstage area? I was like, well, here it is. And then before you know it, everything's off. And then they always smell of cologne.
So how does this work then? So you all walk out, you're in between the escalators.
Yep.
Is there a crowd waiting or...?
There was a queue of people waiting to get into lock-in. You would have loved it. You would have loved it last night. You should have come.
I wasn't aware that this happens in shopping centres.
I think it's quite a new thing. But I've just, Sarah, who's 21, has just been on saying, it was brilliant to see you DJ between the escalators last night.
How random.
I know.
And were you announced? Was it like, I mean, how was that?
Every now and then, I don't really think I was announced, no, but every now and again I went on the mic and went, Scott Mills, Radio 1! And then I would get a whoop from both sides, from both escalators.
Yeah, was
apart from that, no one knew I was there.
Was it quite echoey? Because, you know, shopping centres are quite big, aren't they?
Yeah. First gig I've ever done in a shopping centre.
Hope it's not the last.
Probably not the last.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I just got a really funny email from a student called Josh. I'm going to try and help you in a minute, Josh. Oh, no. Something's gone really wrong in Josh's life.
You've obviously just read this as well.
I've just read it.
This is a bit of an A to B conversation right now.
Yeah, it's whether we do it because his parents are due home soon. Anyway, keep revising, Josh. It's all fine. That was Teenage Icon by The Vaccines, and before that, Taylor Swift and 22. This is Scott Mills. Right, coming next, I have a big announcement about Friday's show. On Friday, and all next week, we are doing the Radio and Breakfast show. Nick Grimshaw is off, and you know he does the Nick's Tape between 9 and 10 on Friday. So half an hour of tunes that he's chosen. So I've got some really good ones this week. You're going to love it. Between 9 and 9.30. And then 9.30 till 10, songs that you've chosen, but all mixed up by a guest DJ. Okay, so Nick's Tape on Friday. I'm really looking forward to doing this. An hour of massive Friday, big, bouncy, beaty, bassy tunes. I'll choose half an hour, then you lot choose the next half hour between 9 and 10 on Friday.
Are you going to give any clues as to what you've chosen?
No. But I want tunes? It to be a surprise. Absolutely brilliant tunes. So, what are we going to call it? Is the Nick's Tape?
Well, it's an awkward one, this. I mean, someone's already texting saying you could call it the Mills Mix.
I think it needs to be something tape. I don't want to stray too far away from the original Nick Grimshaw title.
Yeah.
Scott Tape is a bit...
I was thinking of this as well.
Mills Tape.
The Mills Tape. It's just...
Anyway, we'll get to that on Friday. I have secured a big name DJ for Friday's show to mix up your tunes between 9.30 and 10. Previously, Grimmy's had a lot of massive DJs in, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, a lot of course, the Radio 1, like Hugh Stevens, Scream, Danny Howard, Annie Mack, Toddler T, Zane Lowe. Do you remember when Zane Lowe did it? It
was awesome.
like a masterclass.
Yeah.
Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
Friction, Fern Cotton, Mr. Jam, my favourite, Felix the House Cat.
Rude that I haven't been asked ever, isn't it?
I'm sure it's invite pending.
Oh, wow, my name's missing.
So, like, when you say a big name, because previously it's a bit like the Mila Kunis thing, right? When you said there was going to be a big name and I just assumed that that was a sort of like a red herring. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then you pulled Mila Kunis out the bag. So
oh, yeah.
I mean, what are we talking here? Getter?
It's a big name.
Calvin Harris?
Okay, let me tell you.
Tiësto?
Who's that one that's like, yeah, hi, I fly by jet everywhere, Chucky?
Chucky.
Love him. Love his style. Yes, I got my own private jet. That's how I roll. Yes. Smoking a pancake. Okay. So, on Friday, my guest DJ will be between 9.30 and 10, mixing up your songs. Well, here's a clue.
Hello, Mark. I brought you some sausage
plats. Oh, lovely.
Favourite.
How you doing?
Lovely.
Mark
Wright? No, Nanny Pat.
No.
Yes, actual happening on Friday.
Is this confirmed?
Yes. She's coming in.
This is amazing.
Between 9.30 and 10, this is what happened when I told her that she was on.
Oh, great. Oh, good. Then, oh, I'm so glad.
She's so glad.
Oh, wow.
So she's going to be mixing it up on the ones and twos on Friday morning, 9.30 till 10. So you need to get some tunes in for her. She's never DJed before in her life, but I'm going to teach her. It's all going to be fine.
This is huge.
It's massive news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nanny Pat is my guest DJ Friday, 9.30 in the morning on the Nick's Scott Tape. This is going to be huge. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Scott.
What are you saying about Nanny Pat DJing on Friday?
I think it's really amazing.
I think you're fine. It's a stroke of genius. Nanny Pat, of course, for those of you who don't know, Mark Wright's gran off of Towie, The Only Way Is Essex.
The original.
The original, one of the original cast members. Don't think she's in it anymore.
I don't think she does much DJing.
I've never seen her DJ, but as we've said on this show before, everyone is now a DJ.
Yeah.
So you've got, I think Joey Essex does them now, Joey Essex, DJ set. Peter Andre's brother, Michael Andre, brackets, DJ set. He's on everywhere.
Yep.
Everyone, basically. I think, was it, which one was it, Grant or Phil Mitchell?
We did see this somewhere. Wait, I think it was in Ireland. I can't quite remember. But I think there was a brackets DJ set, Phil Mitchell.
The bloke that plays Phil Mitchell, brackets, DJ set. Everyone's doing it. We have Nanny Pat DJ set on Friday.
Really excited for it as well. There's loads of name suggestions coming in, by the way.
Go.
If you're wanting to keep the tape part of it, if you're insisting on that.
I do think we should do that.
So it's going to have to be the Scots Tape, isn't it? Or someone suggested 24 Years at the Tape End, which I kind of like, but it's...
Well, you would.
It's clutching at straws.
Let me know your reaction, your first thought that came into your head when you heard that Nanny Pat was DJing on Radio 1 on Friday. 8 to 1 to 9. I also hear that Jess Wright is coming in with Nanny Pat on Friday just to kind of help her through her DJ set.
Wow.
So that's good. And you'll be able to watch it all on the Radio 1 website. If you've never heard of Nanny Pat before, you don't know who she is incredible. Like, you'd want her as your grandma. Such a nice, funny lady. And she can mix it up, you know, with the best of them.
She can. And she's sort of famous for her sausage plait.
I hope she brings one in.
Well, is it rude to not expect as such, but to request? Just,
would someone mind sending you a text going, and also if you could bring in a sausage plait? Okay, thanks, bye.
I've always wondered what they are. Like, I've always, you know, I've heard about them because
you've never had a sausage plait.
No, I have not.
What are you on about?
Where do you buy one?
You make them.
It's not a sausage roll, is it?
It's like a massive sausage roll.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love one.
Okay. Well, I can send the text if you
want. Or you could make one.
No, but it won't be up to her standard.
No, right, okay. Well, then we need to ask Nanny Pat.
All the big guests on this show, 9:30, Friday morning on the Nick Scott tape.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, I mentioned that I just had an email from a guy called Josh, and I like it that sometimes you lot just reach out for our help. He's on the phone, Josh.
Hi.
Hi. Big sigh.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, talk me through what's happened, because when I got your email, I'd literally just read it, so fill me in.
Okay, so basically, 17. I've been given the lucky enough to get a car for my birthday.
From who?
From my parents.
Oh, that's nice. Nice 17th birthday present.
A nice little Peugeot 107, gets the job done. Very
sweet.
Nice.
Sweet.
But a slight problem. Went down today to go get eggs, bacon, milk, the essentials, because our parents are both at work and I've got my two sisters and my cousin here.
Right.
And, you know, drove down, everything's fine. Get the milk.
Got your eggs. Yeah. Did they have eggs?
Pardon?
Did they have the eggs?
They had the eggs, yeah. They had some duck eggs, which I fancy, but didn't have enough for them. But...
Oh, fancy.
Anyway, so I'm driving back, and on the back of my car, secondhand, there's a little bit sticking out on the back left bumper.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, passed the test a couple of months ago, I'm bees and knees of driving. Clips the left back bumper in first gear, only going 5 miles an hour, and the whole back of the left bumper comes off on the side of the garage. The whole back, literally, is on the floor.
No.
Like,
the whole back of the car is off, the bumper?
Yeah, everything. And
okay,
I try to put it back on, and it's actually, like, because it's, like, plastic, it's, like, snapped.
Oh, God. So what's the situation? At the moment, the car's parked up in the garage, is it?
Well, I've just, like, half in the garage, half out, like, all the neighbours can see it, everything, it's awful.
Right, and what are your sisters saying about this?
Well, I've got two. I've got Chloe, and Chloe's a bit sensible, and she's saying that I should, you know, come clean, tell them the truth. Honesty is the best policy type thing.
Hmm.
Whereas me and my younger sister, Jessie, are thinking definitely not.
Like, okay, when are they back, please?
They're back at 3, I think. They're back in within the hour
in
now.
45 minutes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you can do both here. I'm just thinking about this now. I'm trying to think. There's no reason why you can't be honest. You say, yes, I did take the back bumper off. It was a redesign. I don't know. You were giving it a bit of a makeover or something.
No, I don't think so. I think what he needs to say is that it needs. If you make something ridiculous up, right?
Yeah.
Then it's more likely that they'll believe it. So say, you know, it's like one of those movies where someone just jumps in your car when you're, like, say you're at the grocery store getting your stuff.
In a little village.
Yeah, someone jumped in and went, drive!
Right.
And then your bumper fell off in the ensuing chase. Film.
That could work.
Okay, I think that's what you go with, because it's so unbelievable that it could have actually happened.
Yeah, and they weren't there, they didn't see it, so...
Exactly, so what are they going to do? Are you going to go with that, or with Chris's?
Well, Chloe's shaking her head, but I think I'm going to go with that one, yeah.
I would.
I think I'm going to go with you with that, jumping in the back.
Because actually, I mean, you've left it too late to go and get it repaired now. It's
exactly,
not going to happen.
Exactly, and I'm skinned. I've got no money.
Right, good. Well, you spent it on duck eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
I love how you roll, but I'm saying some people might have other suggestions as well.
We might, like, keep listening. We'll try and find something suitable, all right?
Can I just say a big shout out to all the Stanford boys and Freya Harvey?
Stanford boys, lads. All right, let me know how it goes.
In a bit, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, just still taking some texts and Twitter messages for this Josh, whose parents are home at 3 o'clock. Just ruined his bumper, it just fell off. Why doesn't he, this is from Pete, back his car into the garage and hide the bumper, then go and get it fixed when his parents are next out? All fine unless they go into the garage, really.
What about the idea, you know, when you go on safari and the sort of, those kind of safaris where the monkeys go
That's really good.
Yeah.
You know when they show you their bottoms? You know the ones that have got pink bums?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I know the one you mean, but what they do is they clamber all over the car and
they wipe it. They wipe those bums all over your car. And they do sometimes break things off the car.
I'm going with this idea. I think he should tell his mum that...
Went for a day out with his sisters at the safari park.
Yes.
Right, Josh, I hope that there is a safari park near you. Email me back and let me know, because I think that's probably our best option at the moment. A lot of people are saying super glue fixes everything. Just saying. For now, maybe. Until they're next out, and then get to it tomorrow, you know? Sort it out tomorrow, it's all fine. Do it tomorrow. Josh needs to say baboons. That's what they are, not monkeys. The ones with the really overly pink bottoms.
I don't think the bottom thing's got anything to do with it. That's
I just
it.
Remember
You're fascinated
it.
By this, but no, what I'm just, saying is...
No, can I just say, as a child, I remember going to the safari park and it's like, why are their bums so pink? Did you not think that ever?
I know, but this is going to be distracting. He's
okay.
talking to his parents, right?
Mm.
He doesn't need to mention the pink thing, does he?
No, that's a minor detail. I mean, you wouldn't mention that to your parents. You know the baboons with the really, really pink bottoms. You wouldn't say that. You would just use them as the excuse for the bumper, obviously.
Mm.
Anyway, good luck. Loads of people want to know what duck eggs are. How posh is he?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, wow. It was Sarah Jane Crawford of One Extra that I chose to give a bashel to today, and she absolutely loved it.
Yeah, the video that I'm watching right now is up on the Radio 1 Facebook. I
think already?
Going up on it. Yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, is she enjoying it? It's hard to tell because
she
the
loves
base
it.
Face is a look of pain.
She didn't quite know how to do base face. I'm fully involved, though, as you can see. Like, I've got it on.
Yeah.
She was more worried about her hair extensions, to be honest.
And it's in the middle of the office.
Yeah, just down the way there. I like it that you can see two sombreros, as every office has.
Yeah.
And Gary Pounder just trying to get on with his work behind. Yeah. It's a good video, that. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook. I think it's clear from this that I really know how to touch a woman.
Well, it's definitely worth a look.
It
Scott Mills
is.
Gives Sarah Jane a bashel.
Yeah. Base week, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier we spoke to Josh. Terrible trouble. He's 17, went out to get some essentials, you know, grocery, bread, milk.
Duck eggs.
And has tried to put his car back in the garage. The whole of the back bumper is off. His parents are coming back at 3. A lot of people asking what happened to Josh. Are you there, Josh?
Hi, Scott.
Right, where's your mum now?
Mum's actually outside in the garage looking at it.
Okay, did you use any of our... What, she's looking at the car?
Yeah, she's just, like, examining it, yeah. The eggs and everything are still in there as well. Too scared to get them out.
Right, okay. So what have you done? What have you said? What excuse did you use? Any of ours?
Well, I liked the lion one. Actually, I did. I used, what do you call it? You know, someone said, I think it was Pete, called in about the super glue or something?
Yep.
Yeah, well, we've only got, like, a tiny little thing of super glue, but, you know... Last resort, we were trying it. Didn't really work.
Didn't attach, no.
Literally, it's like hanging off. It's on the floor. It's
okay. Like, so what's happening at the moment?
So Mum's outside having a look, just like examining around the car. She came in. I won't swear because there's people listening, but there was a lot of unpleasant language used.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's just saying, wait till Dad gets home. I think she's going to call Dad.
Oh.
But we used your excuse. You know the lion.
The lion.
Yeah, the safari.
No, I was saying go for the monkeys, go for the baboons.
Baboons, but whatever you want.
Yeah, lions, just that as one. Good. We thought about that one. Then we thought, there's no monkeys around here. And then we thought, actually, there's no lions either. But there's loads of pheasants.
Right, so you said a pheasant
so
did
the
it.
Pheasants took your bumper off.
Okay, that's what she said, right? But the thing is, we were going really fast, right? And the pheasant, there was I think it was two, this is what we said. Oh, God, she's upstairs. Okay, but there was two. And one came on the back wheel and the whole bumper, like the car, like span around and the bumper just came off.
And as your mum bought this, that the pheasants did it?
She's saying that it couldn't have been a pheasant. And then I said, no, honestly, it was a pheasant. Two of them ran out and one just went in the back wheel. I said, I think it's still in there. And I think that's why she's looking around the car. But
tell me about the diversions you're trying to create to get her away from noticing the car.
Okay, so Jessie, who's 7, she's pretending to be ill. She's now got a headache, feeling really sick. Okay, so she's in with it.
And the dog?
The dog, Jake, right. We've kept Jake in the house since the little pheasant came out. We've kept Jake in the house, not let him out, and we're kind of fingers crossed hoping that he has a poo in the kitchen or something, so that she has to clean it out.
That would be good, wouldn't it, at this stage? If you could hurry it along, Jake, just to create another diversion.
We're hope, and we've given him a bit of sausage and stuff.
Right. Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Okay, good. All right,
okay,
well,
best of luck with your parents.
Best of luck with everything. When's your dad home?
Dad, I'll be home within half an hour or something. Okay.
I think you're just going to have to be honest now. I think you've, your lies are ridiculous. I would just go honest.
It's gone too far. Love you, bye.
Tell them I lied.
Just tell them the truth.
Tell them the truth.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, because the pheasants, I'm not buying that at all. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sarah Cox is here to play Real or No Real.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, girlfriend?
Brap.
Brap.
You rolled your R's on that and everything. It was...
Brap, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you meant to, but the way you did it was very eloquent.
Yeah, brap.
Yeah.
Middle class brap. Let's play Real or No Real. So, you know the rules of the game.
Yeah.
Some of these are absolute guff from one of our producers' weird heads. But some of them are actual real facts that you can go and tell your friends down the pub tonight. If you're going to the pub, if not, just ring them up and tell them. Here's your first fact of the day.
West Sussex Council placed some decorative model sheep on a traffic roundabout in 2011, only to get worried phone calls from members of the public who thought that they were real sheep who were in danger. To remedy the problem, the council erected a fake fence to keep the sheep safe, but still got called, so now they've erected a fake shepherd too.
What?
That's amazing.
I kind of think this is true.
I think it's absolutely true.
Why?
Because it's just the kind of thing that a council would do, isn't it?
Yeah.
They should have done unicorns because nobody believed that the unicorns were real.
It's true.
I tell you what I often think is real. Have you seen it when you stop at petrol stations and they've got...
The policeman?
The police.
Yes!
Spoken about this.
How weird is that? And I always think they're real. Mm. Why do they do that? Just to keep you on your toes?
They really do. I always like sort of sit up straighter and like, ooh, like it's a rosa.
Is it a scarecrow? Is it meant to make you pay for your fuel sort of thing?
I think it is, but it's just literally a cardboard policeman in the window.
Yeah, or a bit... Is it a sticker?
It might have been a sticker of just a policeman's head.
There was a big Robbie Williams cutout, remember, here at Radio 1 that was pressed up against the window. That was scary.
Yeah, but I didn't keep looking up going, oh, Robbie Williams is here.
Loving angels instead. Better sing one of his songs and be like, yeah, it's not as alarming as a policeman. I wouldn't mind a cutout. I do like it in Home Alone where he's got all the mannequins at the window and stuff.
Yes, I've always wanted one. I say I've always wanted one. I kind of like the idea. Have you ever been a cardboard cutout?
I have once.
No, have you really?
Yeah, at my book launch, actually.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And do you have it at your home now?
No.
Why
would you? I tell you who's got a lot in their house, the Hoff.
Really?
Doesn't surprise me, does it?
Of Pamela and people that he's worked with?
Just himself.
Oh.
Where can you get them done? I would love one.
Dressed up as Mitch off of Baywatch.
Wow.
In his red shorts. I don't know. I'm sure you can do one.
Anyway, okay, sheep on a roundabout.
Real or no real?
Yeah, I think it's real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is real.
Yeah.
No surprises. And here's your next fact, but is this real or no real?
This morning, Brian Bellow was briefly trending on Twitter after tweeting a picture of a piece of toast, which appeared to have the face of Judy Finnegan burnt into it.
This is so random. Judy Finnegan sightings.
Mm.
Is this a thing? Is this a hashtag of some kind?
Do you ever have that, though, where you've done a piece of toast and it does look a bit like someone's face?
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, tell you what I did once. A pancake. It was pancake day. And I tweeted a picture of the pancake because it went all sort of frazzled at the end. And it looked like the blonde one in Harry Potter. Is it Malfoy?
Yeah.
It looked a bit like his silhouette.
I once saw a David Hasselhoff in a pint. Do you remember this?
Yes,
I
remember
this.
It was
a long time ago and we sent in the picture to... I sent it in to you and you put it on the website.
And I once peeled a potato that looked a little bit like Eamon Holmes.
That's not hard though, is it?
He does.
Yeah. Anyway, real or no real, Brian Bellow and Judy Finnegan toast.
Oh, real.
I didn't say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh!
Which means one of our weird producers made it up in their heads. Weird. Next.
Elton John considered many actors to play the role of himself in the music video for his 2002 single This Train Don't Stop There Anymore, before deciding the best fit would be Justin Timberlake.
Shut up. Is this a thing? Is this real? I guess that's the quiz that we're taking part in.
Justin Timberlake. So going by this, Justin Timberlake was in an Elton John song's video.
Yeah. Because he didn't want himself in it, so he cast loads of people, or auditioned loads of people to play himself.
Now, why didn't he want to be in it? Embarrassed?
Because he's a fat old man.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay. Brutal.
You're not going to his tiara ball or whatever next year.
Is that why you're calling him that?
It scares me a bit. No.
Lack of invite.
No.
I'm just saying, if I was that age
and a pop star, I'd get someone hot in it. You know?
I should get Jessica Alba in.
Fair play to Elton.
Nice.
So, Justin Timberlake in the video as Elton John.
10 years ago. So what, before JT was famous or when he was a little known? He would have been in NSYNC and stuff, wouldn't he, 10 years ago?
Mm. Well, wow. I'm sure I read somewhere he used to do backing dancing before the sort of...
He should have got someone more realistic, like the guy who plays Tyrone in Corrie. Mm. He looks a bit more like...
I mean, big up yourself, yeah. Elton, but, you know, not really looking alike there.
Like JT. So I think, well, let's go real, because I think he's got so many people around him, including his partner David Furnish, who might not say anything like, "Ooh, you don't really look like JT." They'd be like, "Sure, great idea, Elton."
Yeah, no one would say no.
Or he'll fly off the handle when he smash a vase or something.
Absolutely.
I'd love to go to the Tiara Ball, so I'm going to say that... that this is no real, because he would... It's a brilliant song and a brilliant video. Before you know it,
you'll be hobnobbing with Danny Minogue in a white gown.
Do you remember when we tried to get in contact with Elton John because you said that you thought you had a lot in common with him?
We do. We basically grew up the same place. We supported Watford.
Oh, Watford, of course.
We were like this, really, with our lives. But all
like
of a sudden split off. Yes, it was like
sliding
doors, which I saw for the first time last week.
Elton John, Justin Timberlake, music video, real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one... is real.
I remember the video.
Wow.
And your final fact.
The BBC are appealing for help to find tapes of the lost first episodes of Davina McCall's 2006 chat show, which were destroyed in an archive fire in 2009. The missing episodes include historic interviews with Katie Tunstall, Orson and Jill Halfpenny.
Well, you wouldn't want to lose that, would you?
It's a close personal friend of mine, Davina. Is this a no real?
There was an archive fire.
What year was this, in 1924?
No, but there have been archive fires before at the BBC.
Oh, really?
They lost a load of episodes of Top of the Pops because they all just got burned.
Oh, that's awful.
But they're searching for these interviews as if
you don't want
them.
A fire to... whiz through the BBC, do
no,
you?
No, I'm aware. The reason
zippy
why,
to go up.
I've got to admit, the reason why I think this may be no real is that the person I think that has made this question, I was having an in-depth discussion about Jill Halfpenny only the other day.
Mm. And, hot.
Yes, hot.
Really?
Hot
for a, not that old, but a slightly older lady.
Yeah.
Was she on
Girl
Loose...
Next Door, that's her thing, isn't
she? She was on Loose Women the other day.
The Halfpenny.
Good knowledge.
Girl Next Door.
Or as Greg called her at the time, Jill Halfpenny.
Yeah, Jill Halfpenny.
For the olden days.
Davina McCall's chat show, no records of it anywhere, real or no real?
No real,
no
I
real.
Think.
That one is no real.
No. Mm-hmm. At the end of that round...
It's a score draw, 30 all.
Oh,
wow.
Done,
can we have
Sarah
a rematch?
Next week,
Wednesday?
Same time.
So let's say Wednesday, maybe. A week after, you're breakfasting next
week.
Yes,
we're in breakfast. Thanks for remembering.
You're like, am I off again, darling?
Must set my alarm.
Book my flights.
Right, thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Love you, bye. And that was Wednesday's show. Tomorrow, join us live on Radio 1 between 1 and 4, because it's Bass Week. Innuendo Bingo is with Scream and Benga.
Lol.
Listen live or get the podcast tomorrow.
Scott Mills, BBC. Radio 1.